exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my pizzas? It is Corey Vincent here. Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Also by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, coming to downtown Sacramento so soon. It'll be here before you know it. I cannot wait for Oblivion Comics and Coffee to finally land in this revitalized downtown Sacramento. If you guys have been following the news of sports or any of that stuff, obviously Sacramento is getting a brand new arena. It's opening its doors this week to Sir Paul McCartney. He's going to be the first act. I will be there this weekend checking out a Sacramento Kings scrimmage game, which I'm super duper excited about because, let's face it, we have the most technologically advanced arena in the Golden 1 Center. You know it's going to be used for esports. We talked to Andy Miller. He already said Sacramento is going to be the hub for esports and that arena is going to be built specifically for that function. We have a lot of esports news to talk about. But before we get to that, let's introduce our panel of hosts. He's been here the longest. He's my best friend, my co-host, my compatriot. He is the peanut butter to my jelly, the clouds in my sky.
Let's go ahead and
cut
you off before you go even deeper into that grave there.
Aaron, how come you don't love me?
That's horrible. That is horrible. What's up, everybody? That's what I'll say. How's everybody doing tonight?
You have had a busy week. You've been editing videos for VGB Studios.
Yes.
You've been reviewing a video game.
Listening to music a lot, too.
And tapping. We're going to talk about that.
Yes,
we have a special segment where we're going to be doing our first review, which is a big deal for our website because they reached out to us. They said, hey, we dig what you're doing. We like your website. We are making a video game. Would you like to cover it? So we did the interview with MC Lars last week, and this is MC Lars the Video Game. And Aaron and I both put some time into the game, and we're going to give our thoughts about it. And Aaron wrote a great article, which you could check out on vgbstudios.com under the blog tab.
How does that feel?
It feels good.
Saying that.
Feels very good.
Saying, you know, hey, you can go to vgbstudios.com and check out
Aaron Carter's article. Yeah. No, it's very good, too. I actually like it. I think it was some of your best work, my friend.
Wow. Did you read my Justice League review?
That's the one that got you the most flame.
It did give me
got you a lot of
yeah, it was some flame.
Also joining us on the show, you know him. He does all the work behind the scenes. If I work the ones and twos, he's definitely on the threes and fours. David Webb.
What is going on, everybody?
How have you been?
I've been good.
Yeah?
Been good. Got some comic books today. Been playing Batman.
So how many weeks straight now have you gone and purchased comic books on Wednesday?
I missed last week.
Okay.
So one.
Oh, well, then there you
but
go.
Before that,
then there you go.
Before that, I think it's been about 2 months.
Has it become a habit?
I think it has.
I'm so proud.
There's a growing stack.
I'm so proud. You need a box.
Yeah, I was gonna say when you get a box.
I can see why
your name on it.
Yeah,
I can see why you have a box. I can see
how quickly.
53
boxes.
Well, yeah.
Of comics.
Wow, you heard her voice. There she is. She is our Woman Crush Wednesday every day of the week. She is the number one cosplayer in our hearts, and she's our good friend. Been doing a lot of Twitch streaming herself lately. Jessica, the Maid of Might.
Hello, I'm super excited to be here, as always.
How's your Twitch going?
Good. It's totally a different experience because I'm doing it solo, and I'm doing creative. So I'm basically streaming what I do normally every day, which is my projects. And I kind of go through and teach you guys how to use the machine, use, you know, different techniques. And at the very end, you'll get to see the end product of my costume all finished.
Nice. I think you need to up the ante once you get into your groove. So you'll get into this groove of, okay, I know how to, you know, Twitch. I know how to make the costume. I got this down, right? You'll be like, I don't know, 20 costumes in or something. Then you need to throw in cooking.
Cooking while sewing.
While sewing, like, yes.
And then once you get that down,
social eating.
Social eating.
And juggling at the same time.
Juggling.
So she's apples.
It's so. Fun, though, because it's like sewing, which is what I normally do in my Fortress of Solitude, I call it. But now I have friends joining me and talking to me while I do it. So it's a totally new experience, and I love it.
So they're like the animals that are in the Fortress of Solitude?
Like the bat crypto? Hound or crypto? Or
no, he team? Has animals in there. Oh, he has like a full-blown like zoo in his...
Little menagerie, yeah. Yeah. So you, yeah, they're my followers are kind of yes. like the animals.
Find out. I don't know their names, like what he calls them, but whatever if you, yeah,
species they are. But no, it's been great. And if you guys are interested at all in watching me construct cosplays, my channel is just twitch.tv/maidofmite.
Do you take requests?
You know, like no. requests as in what cosplays to
yeah,
make.
Yeah.
You want to fund the cosplay? I will make it.
Well, I mean, you're gonna get to that level, so
that's
I mean.
True. Well, once my lineup, I'm working on Kamikaze costumes right now, so everything I'm working on is gonna be debuted at Kamikaze. So maybe after that con, when convention season is settled a little, I'll start taking requests on characters people want to see me do.
Okay. Yep, and that is twitch.tv/maidofmite. No spaces, no underscores, just twitch.tv/maidofmite, and you can check out all the cosplays. Keep her company as she's doing all that sewing and stuff. And
ask me questions.
Yeah, we support it. We are big supporters of the Maid of Might. But it's been a good week. do you like that? Yes. You guys know the
Is
song?
It Nickelback, perhaps?
Yeah, there you go.
I just knew the like tone right of voice on. He was using.
There you go.
You know what?
Nickelback, yeah.
Creed?
You are 100%. No. You're even more. Actually, it was a cover of a Nickelback song by Creed.
Oh, okay. So there you go. That's what it sounded like to me, at least.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do after that except. Oh, look at that. Catches me off guard every time. It's been a long time. Whoa. Gosh, I had a little heart murmur when that happened.
Catches you off guard, but you said. You set it up?
Yeah, you said.
Yeah.
Which leads us to.
Nothing else to do but.
Mouse click.
Would catch myself off guard.
Dang, you're going to have a heart attack real soon if that's the way you operate.
I was going to say, let's get ready for Web's news, but what you're playing happened. Yeah. It was just total coincidence.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Total coincidence.
Okay, I can see that. It's
well, see, the What You're Playing theme song, it's one of the earliest bits we've been doing on this show. We've been doing it since like the first 10 episodes of What You're Playing.
Yeah.
And basically, when that theme song plays, we have to talk about what we've been playing. We can't do any other segments. Otherwise, it really makes the podcast gods upset. It's
and
true.
And we can't upset the podcast gods.
No, it's true. Last time we did, a cast member of Glee died.
Too soon.
Wow.
No, he Jeez, did. Man. No, it's Jeez. True.
I was just saying.
Too soon. It's been a while.
The last time the computer died is what happened.
That could have been it. What you That's right. probably my fault, though, honestly.
That is, of course, the What You're Playing theme song. We're going to go starting to my left, David Webb. What have you been playing?
I've been playing Batman Arkham Knight.
Arkham
That's the last
Knights.
One, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I played a lot of it on Xbox, and then I stopped playing my Xbox.
Yeah, you did.
Bought a PlayStation.
Oh.
And it was a bundle, so I got it with that.
Thought you were going to say PC. It. I was about to be real proud.
No, I've been playing a lot of PC. But, no, and this game did not have a good PC.
No, the port was awful.
It was.
Yeah. What's the, did you beat the game? Are you trying to complete the game? Where are you at?
I'm trying to do 100% everything
good Lord,
in the game.
Stop that.
That's hard.
I'm at, let's see. Okay, so right now I'm at like 40%.
I think you have a long ways to go.
I have a long ways to go. On the Xbox, I was at like 75 when I traded it in.
But 100%, you got to do like every single tiny little thing.
Actually, no. Not. No? There are some things I could skip
okay.
in Arkham. Like, I don't have to find all of, like, in the game, if you played the game, there's little Riddler trophies. Around
that's 100%.
Yeah, I thought you had to get that.
100%.
Yeah, I thought that was part of because it
does
when
it count towards the completion.
You play Tomb Raider, you got to find like literally
right.
all of the extra crap.
I did that for Tomb Raider.
And they're
found
hard
everything.
To find. Unless you like watch
YouTube.
Videos, which
yep.
was kind of cheating.
Kind of cheating. I exhaust everything before I go to that.
Yeah, you're like, all right, I so, cannot find this.
I think
I
I've only
go.
Done everything in one game, and that's Borderlands 1.
Okay.
I think.
Was there a lot
game.
Of side stuff, though?
I feel like that was a lot
grind.
Easier.
No, there was maybe, like, one thing that was a grind. That was it. But everything else was kind of just, it was kind of just, you know, they put it in your path. You know, not too many offshoot, you know, collect 100 of these or something like that.
And that's how Batman is. It's just, like, while you're doing the main storyline, there's all these other crimes happening that you have to try and solve.
You know why I remember that one, too? Because we bought the DLC all the time whenever it came out. But I remember 100%ing the game by itself before DLC came out. And then when DLC came out, your score would just be like, it would take a hit. And I'd be like, oh, no, that's not. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. Yeah. So
keep that 100%.
Exactly. Yes.
Keep it 100. That's what I always say.
Is it?
No.
Keep it like 85.
But I think I heard Aaron say it once.
I've never said keep it 100.
You've never said keep it 100?
No.
Have you ever said, I'm down for whatever?
No.
No?
Because wow. I'm never down for whatever.
Aaron is the least person that would be down for
I feel
for
like
it. He doesn't
you're
even like
the
carpooling.
Most skeptical for sure. You're like, wait, what did you say?
Well, yeah.
Like, you said we should go eat tacos, but like what kind and where?
Well, inherently all black people are skeptical. I mean, we,
I mean that makes sense.
We weren't. In the beginning, then
you see what happens,
and you saw what happens. Now it's ingrained in our.
Hey,
DNA.
You guys want to see this cool ship?
Yeah,
why not?
You guys ever been traveling? Huh?
You don't need a passport.
Anymore.
It's
again.
Fine.
Never again. We
you guys skepticism
like movie podcasts. Please check out this week's episode of the Filmlosophers, where Eddie and Chad talk about the movie. What is it called?
Oh.
The Birth of America.
Birth of America.
Oh, man, did they?
Yeah.
I need to go watch it.
Listen to a Puerto Rican and a white guy both talking about slavery for an hour.
I wonder, why didn't they invite me?
That would have been racism.
No, that would have been...
Today we're going to talk about slavery, be your keeping,
so
here's our
only black friend.
Well, because as somebody that's researched his family heritage and can only go back 5 generations because it hit slavery and then that's it, so I'm... 5 generations away from slaves, I could have brought a unique perspective on it. And then, of course, I'm black, so yes, I could.
There's that.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't ask me to be on the show.
Yeah, no.
For me.
Reasons.
Yeah.
Actually, honest truth, your favorite comedian, Louis C.K., I saw him do talk about it, and it was actually quite funny the way he talked about the way people perceive slavery and stuff like that. It was pretty funny.
He's a great comedian.
Yeah.
What have you been playing, Jessica?
I actually re-downloaded Elder Scrolls Online, giving it a second shot.
Ooh, topical. Yep. Because I think there's supposed to be a major update come to that.
There's a lot of DLCs now that weren't there when I first started playing. Like the Dark Brotherhood wasn't there when I first started playing and some cool stuff. But I didn't get crazy far into it because I just got bored. Like it's really just, it's find stuff. Like for the first like... A lot of the game
is
literally just, you got to go find 10 of these and then 12 of these and then bring them back to the person. I got really just bored of it. I was like, I'd rather just play Skyrim.
Skyrim is so much better.
It is better, but I want to get past that and actually get into the meat of the game because I've been told it's really good. So I re-downloaded it, given it a second chance.
Have you still been playing Overwatch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's that?
I don't have as much time because of school and getting ready for Kamikaze, but I still love Overwatch. It's so fun.
Just watch the
really is.
Overwatch Open that was going on, where it was a big old open tournament.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Energy
that's right.
Participated, Cloud9, Team Liquid, like they were all there, all the good teams, and it was fun. Like I was at work and I had it open in the window all day, like a sports game. Like,
yeah,
it's just fun to watch all day. Energy came in third, I believe.
Wow,
good for them.
That's good.
Good. Yeah,
super good. They have the most following. Like, as I'm watching it, I'm watching chat on the right-hand side, and everybody's posting, did Energy play yet? When are they playing? Are they playing again?
I've seen that,
Where's Seagull? Because they have, like, their team captain, Seagull, super entertaining streamer. Like, he teaches you a lot when you watch his streams.
I need to check his stream out.
A really good Genji player. And just seeing the way he dominates the map with, like, Mei is ridiculous. He gets the whole team places using that ice wall.
Yeah.
He uses that ice wall more for transportation of the team, getting them up
to
higher levels.
You'd never think about doing
maps.
That.
Really?
Yeah. Like on Eichenwald, the new one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which I love.
Yeah, that's a sweet map. When you get in, that door shuts behind you.
Right.
And if you get a team wipe, it's really hard to get back in through the two tiny doors on the right and left. But he had a way where he used the ice wall, put the whole team up to get around. It was a really sick play. They ended up losing as one of their losing efforts.
Yeah.
But still, like, the commentators, everyone in chat was like, that's dope.
So
you got to lose when you're trying new stuff and when you're taking risks, you know?
Yeah, they had nothing to lose in that match. They were pretty much getting beat. I think it was Fnatic that ended up taking them out. And they took second in the tournament. But
that's so good.
What are you playing, Corey?
Thanks. Actually, I was going to let me and Aaron both answer this one together since it's the same game. As we mentioned
you
before,
been playing FIFA 16?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
I was messy, and I scored a goal. And
one of those things is right.
So I feel like I know that's his name, but when hearing Corey say it, it just exactly. sounds like he like was eating Doritos and made a mess.
Yeah,
it gets messy. Yeah. No, MC
Lars
yeah. or Mick Lars, the video game? We like to call him.
Yep, MC Lars the game.
MC Lars the game. Aaron and I both played that one for review purposes, and we both played on Steam.
Yes.
What did you think, Aaron?
I felt, I mean, even though it's well on Steam, but I think I probably would have preferred it more on a phone, you know, because it is on your, you can get it as on the iPhone and the
Is it primarily Android. A mobile game, though? Like, I kind of.
It's on iOS. I don't
know if that's the primary, like, if that's what they were shooting for, like yeah. that. But to me, it felt like, yeah, that's what, I want to sit here, headphones on, and tap away on my phone. But yeah, we played it on the computer, and okay, if you like MC Lars music, that's you're just getting you're basically getting his album, right?
Yeah.
And so you're gonna definitely enjoy that. The only thing that fell flat for me was there felt sometimes like a small disconnect of getting the collectibles in the game and battling the enemies at the same time with the beat, because I know it's supposed to be on the same beat or whatever, but there's no kind of there's no sound cue to let you know, hey, you got your own beat with this, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because there is no sound whatsoever for collecting things or defeating enemies.
I thought that was your best note in the review with a recommendation.
So you're talking about like say when, you know, Link finds something in a chest and goes da-na-na-na. Is
no,
that
no,
kind
no,
of
no,
the cue you're talking
like
about?
Like if you see any game, when Mario gets a coin, mm-hmm. you hear a small bing.
Yeah.
Or when Sonic gets a ring, you hear
okay,
a...
Okay, so you
so
don't...
So you know.
Oh,
there's
okay,
nothing
okay.
at all.
And what's cool is, like, since you're doing this to MC Lars music, like, those picking up each item could affect the beat
yeah.
a little bit. Like, it could be mm-hmm. on the rhythm.
Yeah.
So you're not just hearing the MC Lars song. You're hearing it, and then if you miss one, you know, you don't have that little extra.
But that'll be a cue, like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
You're off beat.
Yeah, because if you just kind of pick it up whenever you randomly feel like it, then it's not necessarily going to go with the song.
And I tested it out, too. Like, whenever there was a part where you would have to go up and down or whatever as your character.
When you're flying?
Yeah. I just kept just jabbing just to see, you know, was it going to affect anything? You know, I'm going off beat heavily, but no, it's nothing there. And I was wondering, were they afraid to interrupt the music with a outside source
sound
or something?
Yeah, because I know that like Rock Band is really irritating when you're not playing it right, and it sounds terrible.
But
right.
but it lets you know. That,
but that's
hey,
how you know.
Yeah,
hey, something's off. Yeah,
like you need to know that you're not doing well.
And I don't know if I put that in a review, but did I put? They could have put some type of instrument that went along with the song, you know, to make it.
You didn't mention an instrument, but you did mention like as you're collecting things and hitting checkpoints, like you're making noises that are on beat with the song.
Yeah.
So is it supposed to be like you are playing the song?
Yeah.
Or?
It's like okay. Your character, everything your character does in the level is on, you know, on
okay.
rhythm with the
song. So essentially
song
it is kind of like Rock Band where like you have to hit the mark or you'll mess up the song.
But see, yeah.
But they won't.
But they don't.
But they
do
don't
that.
Mess up the song. Oh, that's
I don't even know if I even put it on there. And the review, you can put the game on mute.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Okay. And you can have no music. Then it's just dead silent.
How
and
do you play the game?
You just follow,
use
you know.
Visual cues.
Is there a visual cue?
Yeah, so basically you're MC Lars and you're being propelled forward.
Okay.
At the speed of the song. Like, you're not doing, like, left and right movement. The
you're,
song
like,
is just,
only going forward.
Think
yeah.
of it as Jetpack Joyride mixed with Guitar Hero.
Okay.
Okay.
That's probably the best way to do it. And I thought we and you shared this thing. I found it extremely frustrating that you can be doing 100%. Like, you're collecting all of it, and then you get to, like, the last 15 seconds of the song and you hit a bad guy, all of your coins and everything you worked for goes away.
Yeah.
That's so sad. There should be checkpoints of some sort.
Even
that's
though checkpoints,
tough part.
I'd prefer like a percentage.
Yeah, percentage would have been the preferred method of
so you can like redo
punishment.
The level and try to get a higher percentage every time.
Like Jetpack
yeah.
Joyride. You go a distance and then the next time you try and beat that distance.
Yeah, like you can go through this whole level, but it should be more about like how you did on as a whole in the game and not just, you know, getting tripped up by one bad guy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And sometimes the music did kind of get you a little, like, I would find myself paying attention to the music and then kind of the scenery over the actual enemies that were around me. And I would end up dying and then having to do it again.
There's too much, like, sensory input going on for you.
And it's cool and everything, but you start all the way from the beginning, of course. There's no checkpoints.
Oh, that's unfortunate. And I like checkpoints. I die a lot.
If you hear the same song, unless you're just really a big MC Lars fan, if you hear it 7 times in a row, you're kind of like, all right.
Is every level a different song?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's good at least.
I was going to say, I've probably heard Zombie T-Rex 15 times.
I made it pretty far.
Hey, that's a good move for him, though, because it gets people hooked on his music.
Oh, and you know what that means.
Time for Mexican food. New segment on the VGB.
That ringtone, though.
Overall, I think if you're an MC Lars fan, this is an amazing way to experience his music. Like, I wish my favorite band would do this sometime. Like, if there was a version of this for System of a Down, I'd be all over it. You know, if there was, you know, just some band
I'm
interested
in.
That'd
be hard, though.
It'd be very hard. But, and you know, one way, because the game does retail on the market for $5.
So it's $4.99?
$4.99.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
The way it's justified to me is the fact that you're getting 12 MC Lars songs. So $5 is for 12 of his songs.
Fraction of his album.
For an album, yeah.
Yeah, you're getting an album.
I wish you could just listen to the music without.
Oh, that could have been a good unlockable, yeah.
Yeah, if you can just listen to the music, because then, you know, you bought his album and you have his game. You paid $5. Like, that's a really good deal.
And they could add that.
I think
Yeah, they can add something like that.
Or maybe for, like, $3 extra, you get, like, his songs, like, the albums, too, or the MP3s or something. Like, maybe they have, like, a bundle if he doesn't want to just give you his album for $5. You know.
How much are albums nowadays? I get only
mixtapes. Normally, they're, like, $13 or $14.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah, they're still expensive.
Like, new release CDs.
I stick to the mixtapes.
Unless you go to, like, Rasputin's or something and get them cheap.
So overall, Aaron, what do you think of the game? I know, so VGB and VGB Studios, we're doing this thing. We're not using numbers.
Yeah.
We're not going to do, like, it got a 4 out of 5 or anything like that. We give you the pros and the cons. So pros of the game.
Pros of the cons. Yeah, pros of the cons. They're only first-time offenders. I would say pros of the game definitely it's a tight rhythm game, so it definitely does what it's supposed to do as a rhythm game. The music flows with the gameplay. You don't, you know, like I said, besides the little, you know, noise indicator, everything works well. I like the old school graphic look.
I love it. I think the look of it was great. I love the background, like for Zombie T-Rex, for example.
Thing, yeah. Like there's another story happening behind, you know, the one you see in front.
Yeah.
And if you get caught up in that little background imagery, you're losing, you know, sight of the foreground and you're going to get hit and you're just done. Another pro is the amount of tracks that are on there.
Yeah. The unlockables, like, are fun. They give you a reason to keep playing.
Yeah, they give you some. I wish they had, like, a leaderboard, and that'd probably be kind of cool.
Leaderboard would be cool. As far as cons go, I think they should address the point system.
Cons, the point system, definitely.
Because unless you're a perfectionist, it's
there are those gamers out there, though.
Oh, I'm sure someone's done it. No doubt.
Another thing,
I don't know. Did you notice that sometimes the rhythm was off a little bit?
Yeah, why I'm saying
if
there
was sound is off in a game like that, then it'll.
That's why I was saying if there's an indicator, then you would either know if you're wrong or if the game got it wrong. Like, it would be very blatant. And then the other thing that I want to see, I'd rather see a bigger representation of his attack move. That seemed a little on the short end side. It was just a small little green bar that comes out. Like if it was a music blast or something like that, that, you know, took out the enemies, that'd be kind of cool.
Ooh, I like it. Well, overall, Center Steel, I think you did a great job on the game. I think one of the prerequisites, whenever you choose a specific artist, you have to be a fan of that person. So if you don't like MC Lars, you're not going to like the game. If you love MC Lars, you're going to love the game. If you're just like a casual gamer, you know, just curious about it, I don't know. $4 might, $5 might be a little steep.
Might be, yeah.
But you can try it for free on Steam, which is awesome. So if you have a PC and you want to give it a shot first, you can try it for free. Is that where we're going
to
leave that?
They need to work on that rap one that he was talking about. The rap hero.
You're still on that one, huh?
Because it would have been dope.
Yeah, it would.
It would have been dope.
Rap hero. As long as it wasn't DJ hero.
Yeah, let's not go that way. Let's not go that way.
Brain bang, brain, brain bang. Brain bang, brain. You brain bang, brain bang, brain. You vote on Twitter, then we brain bang.
That is the...
Oh, I like
that. That is the new theme song for our Twitter hashtag brain bang question. You didn't like it, Aaron?
Good Lord.
That took a lot of work.
That.
Do you get where it came from?
Did it come from Cable Guy?
Cable Guy.
No. You don't remember? It's an R.E.M. song called Bang and Blame.
No, I've never. I don't. The only R.E.M. song is what? Lose My Religion?
Yeah.
And
It's the End of the World.
It's the End of the World. Bad Day. And
see, you're getting into some deep cuts.
Like, I feel like you know more than I do.
Well,
at this
see,
point.
All three of those songs were on Scrubs. So, and I'm a huge Scrubs fan, so that's probably about it. And then Mad World, right? They did that.
Scrubs had some good.
Scrubs is an amazing soundtrack.
Let us know in chat what you thought of the song. So far, early impressions are wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't know which way that's going. Yeah, it can go either way.
If you had facial expressions behind the wow, then you could probably get
out. Oh, no. Here we go. Gotta get out of here.
Faith Shield says it sounds like it came from 30 hours of hardcore drugs.
Whoa.
I like it.
He just spawned his
black
light.
Maybe a little accurate. Who knows?
I got that Don't You Want Somebody to Love song.
That's
what I was thinking.
Cable Guy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, this week's Brain Bang question we asked on Twitter, which you guys could participate every week on. You go to twitter.com/videogamebang, and it's always pinned to the top, so you don't have to search for it or anything. Give us a follow while you're there. But this week's question was, which video game release are you most excited about in October? And the reason we asked this is because there's a lot of good games coming out in the month of October.
Trying to snag that Game of the Year title.
This is where this is where it happens. More than likely, the Game of the Year was going to be Overwatch. Because of just how popular it is.
That got my vote.
Yeah, I think that one has mine as at this point. But there's a lot of contenders.
No Man's Sky?
No Man's Lawsuit.
The first one with in last place with 19. This was actually the closest we've ever had. 19% of the vote, Titanfall 2.
I could see that. I played that at good. San Diego. Yeah. That was good.
I think it's underestimated. I think you have to. Everyone who's puts hands on it knows how good it's
going
to
be. Yeah, that's definitely the thing. You have to play the game.
I think,
number one didn't do it justice, but when you played number two, I had a lot of fun at E3 with number two.
I didn't want to stop. I wanted to get back in line and start playing again.
They kick you off.
That was the problem with E3. Mm-hmm. There was no line.
So you just sit there and keep
you
playing.
You can go
for that particular game?
Because nobody gave it the shot.
Technically, it wasn't E3 is the reason why. It was EA All Access.
Oh, yeah, it was EA All Access.
Yeah. And it was like the last day, and it was up on the fourth floor. They didn't do a great job telling people where it was.
They did not.
So it was like a roller coaster when no one's at the park. You get in. They make you go all the way around, but you come back in and do it again and again.
These are like the zigzag, like... line thing with no one in it.
I just think of that scene from Shrek, and you just starts like knocking the ropes off.
Did you go? Because like they had what, three floors, four floors, or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you go to that VIP?
No, I didn't.
So I went in there, not knowing what the hell it was, and I was just kind of lounging around in there, and I was like, "This is the most boring room in the whole event right now. Where's Titanfall?"
But it says VIP.
I didn't care. Those people. I sat on those leather couches.
Did they give you snacks?
They had snacks, yeah.
Okay, that's the reason I would
halfway
go.
Up on second floor, they
but then
give
when
you a
I,
snack
snacks?
Break.
When I realized there was no Titanfall, one, and then two, everybody was in suits, like business suits, and I'm just like dressed in
a hoodie.
You know,
let just everybody in?
They must have.
I think you snuck through like...
I just stopped the elevator and I got off.
That's the thing I've learned about cons, though. Like, cons and E3, like if you act like you're supposed to be there... no one's going to stop you.
That's how I get through not having my weapons checked ever, is you literally just look like you have a purpose.
And put her on the terrorist alert list.
That's how I get through TSA.
You know,
I just look like I want.
I got to say, though, weapons check people at conventions are so hardcore about, like, the stupidest, littlest things.
Yeah.
Like, you could have, like, something that is totally fake, like a Nerf gun that is so fake, and they're like, we need to peacebomb that right now.
Yeah. Well, I saw at NerdHQ during San Diego, this guy in front of me, he had to check his weapon, and they checked it because it was, like, blue, had an orange tip, it was clearly plastic, but because the top moved back and forth, they were like, yep,
weapon. It's a weapon.
I don't know if you guys saw, but New York Comic Con is happening, or some Comic Con, I think it was New York Comic Con. They, like, are banning all weapons, like, completely from conventions. So they have, like, bins that they will take your weapons. Like, even, like, a Harley Quinn hammer. If you have, like, one of those plastic Harley Quinn hammers, they'll take it. Wow. Like, it's so sad for cosplayers.
Thanks, Obama.
Because that really, like, props are an integral part of your costume sometimes. Oh, yeah.
100%.
I mean, unless I'm cosplaying Supergirl, and then I got these guns that they can't piece bun.
Oh my god. Bam, bam. This is why you need to be on Twitch watching this, because she's really flexing those little pea shooters.
Oh, they're hardcore.
Let's see. With 23% of the vote, Other.
Okay, cool.
There's some good writing.
Excited for that game. Other.
That's my favorite.
The Skyrim remaster. Got quite a few votes.
Why is that?
We already played it, and it looks good on the PC.
That's why I didn't put it on the initial list. I was like, it's a remake. I mean, sure, all know it's going to be great.
It got Game of the Year when it came out, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's not going to get it again.
Well, the whole thing is that it's, like, really remastered for the consoles, but PC has had those mods for years.
That's why
The Modern Warfare Remastered got another. So we got some votes for a bunch of remasters. And then, of course, Battlefield 1. I didn't actually put that on the list because I felt it was too close to Titanfall.
Is it Battlefield 1 remastered?
No. They're going back to World War 1.
Oh, okay, I see. Because I'm like, didn't Battlefield already come out?
Did you guys play that at E3?
Yeah, that was really good, too.
That was a really good one, too.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I like Battlefield way more than I like Call of Duty, so to have it go back into a historical era is going to be really cool, I think.
Yeah. Now, because my favorite Call of Duty was World at War anyways, so going back to that era with the guns, it feels like you're on more level playing field when the guns are slower.
Yeah.
It feels like it comes down to more aim.
Unless there's a tank.
True.
Like, I walked around a building and just saw a tank. I was like, shit.
Yep. We had our first tie, ladies and gentlemen. Tied.
Ooh. We had a tie the last time.
This is first and second tied. So I guess they're both first? Yeah. Mafia 3 and Gears of War 4.
Nice. Mafia 3, really? Wow.
I'm
excited for that one, too, definitely.
Yeah.
I just keep seeing little advertisements on all the social medias about it, and it looks very good.
Whenever I hear Mafia, I always think first to, like, those Facebook games. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like, everybody would send you, like, play this game.
I think it was like Mafia something.
Yeah, it's Mafia something or other.
I remember that.
I just picture that.
Sleeping Dogs. I don't know. I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this, but personally, I think Sleeping Dogs is, like, one of my favorite open world games, like, even above the GTAs.
You are insane.
Only because I love the hand-to-hand combat.
But there are no hookers.
Yeah,
that's true. She's got you there.
She got me beat.
We gotta cut that out for like my intro. But there's no hookers with your host, Made of Mike. But there's no hookers.
None of those. That's great.
I really, really love Sleeping Dogs because of the style of the flavor behind it, and then the hand to hand combat. I'm really hoping that Mafia can do kind of like what Sleeping Dogs did, but for the gangster genre.
But for the gangster genre?
Yeah. So...
Wouldn't that be GTA?
No, GTA is more like...
Does it count as a
gangster?
Or
do you just want the fighting combat in...
Well, no.
More
like,
bigger budget.
Mafia is like a period piece.
Yeah, it is.
So, I'd say probably second after Sleeping Dogs, my favorite was Red Dead.
Red Dead Revolver was really good.
Red Dead.
Red Dead Redemption.
Yes. So this one, I'm hoping it'll take that. Like, I'm kind of over the GTA a little bit. Like, It's good. You can always come back to it, but
it's very nostalgic. You know, you remember when you were in second grade and, you know, you were robbing people and stealing cars.
Hitting hookers.
But there's no hookers.
They don't even go back to... Oh, I want to see a remastered Streets of L.A. And they won't do that one because I don't even think Activision has that property anymore.
That was a good game, too. But that was a very good game.
It was Grand Theft Auto, but, I mean, you're a police officer.
Yeah.
And then you can even play it like it was Grand Theft Auto and just go around shooting people, but then now you're playing Grand Theft Auto. Yeah.
Also, Gears of War 4 was up there, and the fact that that got more votes than Titanfall was kind of surprising to me. It's console
specific.
Gears
of War is one of those titles that like everybody's aware of. Like even me, not as a hardcore gamer, like I'm aware more of Gears of War than any of those on the list.
But it's console exclusive. And usually those get like hit pretty hard. Because Mafia, I think, is on all of them.
But it's a seller. It's a big seller.
And a lot of people have both the consoles nowadays. True. Like most adults, at least, do.
It's on PC, too, with the Xbox Play Anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Gears is going to be awesome, guys. I get the itch only when Gears comes out. Like, when Gears comes out, you got to play through it. And then, for me, it kind of falls off. It's a perfect, like, Gamefly game.
Like, oh, that's not a good selling point for a game.
Yeah.
It's a good rental, everybody.
No, I'm not.
They go trade it in.
Well, the fact that I'm not making
worst
money on this.
Ever. Right?
Are they doing another like sort of multiplayer like aspect?
Yeah, it's going to have multiplayer and all that, but I just don't like the multiplayer in Gears typically.
Well, maybe they're trying to vamp it up and make it a little more multiplayer.
Gears always felt clunky to me.
And the people who are good at Gears are really fucking good at Gears. It's not like a crossover game. You can't be good at another game and then just say, "Hey, I'm going to play Gears for a few minutes." Like the whole over-the-shoulder shooting and the cover system, like I just get wrecked hard.
So I can't play a really good Genji in Overwatch and transfer those skills to
Gears. No, you
can't.
Not at all.
And I'm not trying to sell the game anyways, Aaron. Like,
but it's number one basically on the, you know, the list. So, I mean, somebody likes it out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm
50% of the people like it. It was a tie
at the top. Yeah, I would. Only reason why I would go sway towards the Mafia more is because it's something newish, I guess. I mean, it's still going to be kind of Grand Theft Auto-y and everything like that, but
it's the third in the series, so it's not going to be too new. But
like the story, I meant. That's what I.
And we got the next gen. Like this is the first one on a newer generation and all that.
Yeah.
Ivy Doom Kitty is in the chat, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Ivy.
She says that she is excited about Gears, and she's going to Gears with me. And then she says she's going to own me.
Probably.
That's messed up. I was thinking co-op. Like,
Gears cosplay?
She's thinking slavery.
That's terrible.
Gears cosplay has got to be so hard.
Like, it's a lot
epic
of armor,
when they're
done.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And that is our segment... Brain bang.
Brain bang. Oh, again?
Brain bang. She's like, it was cute the first time, but the second time. You know what you didn't do? You didn't
rap.
Rap
about what? A gift?
What are you talking about? No, you didn't.
That's funny. Never bring that up again.
That intro?
All of it.
All of it just gone.
I worked so hard on that, Aaron.
Yeah, a lot of people worked hard on Trump Tower. Doesn't make it a good...
Wow.
Good thing.
I think it's good. If you at home or Aaron Carter wants to make one that's better, I invite you to make a better Brain Bang theme song. I can't guarantee it'll completely replace this one because I'm very attached to it.
Wow.
But if you make something good, we will
Brain
open it.
Bang.
Where did you get the music for this?
Brain Bang.
I made it. Brain. Oh,
okay.
You garage banged it, huh?
This picture in like a closet, like recording it.
He records one piece at a time so he can hear himself. He's playing the drums, and then he plays that over his guitar.
There's a couple of things that's just off-putting about it. Why are you explaining the rules in the actual song?
What do you mean?
We vote on Twitter, then we brain bang. Like
more theme songs need to explain things.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
What
Law and Order SVU. They need to explain.
They don't need to explain.
They're
going to
catch
there.
Rapists no. in the theme song.
Ice T's a detective.
Bum bum. He
and he's
going to
arrest
rapists.
You.
Makes
bum,
no
bum.
Sense whatsoever.
I happen to love it. But alas, let us move on to our next segment because it's a big week. In
big
our
week.
Video game news, mm-hmm. let's take it on down to Weberville.
How come Web doesn't get a theme song?
I know, right?
You know, I
Weberville, Weberville. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay
no,
that.
You want that. You no. like theme song.
No,
he's going to read news. Yeah.
We go on down exactly. and he reads the news to us.
Off his laptop.
Exactly. Because we're just all about explaining everything.
There's no hookers, though.
Damn it!
All right, yeah, so big news in esports today. I think we're seeing a trend. Philadelphia 76ers by two esports teams. And we're not talking no-name esports teams. We're talking Team Dignitas and Team Apex.
I only know Dignitas from Smite.
Because of that guy?
Yeah. Team Dignitas. And I don't know why they stopped doing that. Announcing the teams for the esport whenever they you know the announcer would come on like oh Team Dignitas versus you know Apex
yeah
but they just cut it out automatically so whatever
it was
for the game
this is a huge and
huge
we were on top of this we were on the cutting edge when we had Andy Miller on talking about energy
yeah.
and their investment group
because we called this and
I
played
think
it off
we
so
created
well.
It honestly
oh yeah it's all our fault. You're welcome.
On the phone, you know, we told him, you know, there should be like a league, like the NBA. Yeah. And he was like, no. There's
in the meantime, he's sitting there going, guys, great idea.
Hey, Shaq. I got an idea. No.
To the Shaq cave.
And.
I hope that's a thing.
Now we're seeing the 76ers purchase esports teams.
Yeah.
They bought Dignitas and they bought Apex.
And Apex is a newer team. They only started like earlier this year.
Well, they're a league team, right?
They're a league team,
yeah. So they just absorbed Apex into Dignitas.
Right.
So
now it's just going to be one team.
Yeah. Just like Energy did with that Smite team. You know, this is becoming also a trend where bigger name teams are going and finding independent teams, so to speak, and then buying them up.
Buying them, yeah.
And then putting them under their umbrella.
No, that's smart to have, like, a multiple range of games under one banner.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool because it kind of, I mean, esports can get kind of convoluted if you have too many, but if you start kind of bringing them in, I mean, we don't have, like, thousands of NBA teams. We have a set amount.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's kind of how, thinking about it,
That came out, and then the very next day,
yeah,
more news.
Very next day, we find out that Magic Johnson, as well as other NBA figures, purchased Team Liquid.
Magic Johnson, he's got to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because he's also purchased, I think, a soccer team down in L.A. as well. Like, he's a partial owner of it as well.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah.
Oh, he's...
Well, see, he's a part of this major ownership
Dodgers,
group.
Too. He's a co-owner of the Dodgers.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Dang. Maybe he has some sort of an in because of the whole sports thing.
Here we go.
Well,
it's
a discount.
I mean, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry. I read that wrong. He's not co-owner of the Dodgers. But
oh,
the
well,
co-owner of the Dodgers, co-owner of the Washington Wizards, Capitals,
the
and
team
Golden
that,
State Warriors.
The team that bought Liquid is an ownership group that has ties to the Warriors and the Wizards, I believe.
Yeah.
So, it's
and the
not
Wiggles,
and the Wiggles.
Yeah, yeah. She owned the Wiggles.
The red guy,
at least one fourth. Yeah.
So they purchased the team too. It's a little different than the Sixers buying it. So I don't know what's going to happen. Like we keep saying that the Kings and Energy, you know, they have Shaq, Mastrov, and Miller. The three owners are, you know, in both.
Right.
So if there's going to be a formalized partnership, it's going to have to be those two.
It'd be really easy to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting just for that announcement to be made. And, you know, with the arena coming out, you know, we may see that happening fairly soon. I don't know. But all these stories have popped up only in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The PEA was announced how long ago? Not even a month?
Not even. Yeah. Because it wasn't that long ago that then. Yeah.
About two episodes ago.
Two
with a little P
ago.
In it. Yeah.
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 So the PEA, as we talked about too, is the Professional Esports Association, and it's a league much like the NBA. What's strange is that Dignitas is not a part of the PEA yet.
Like, how can you operate with other teams if you're not part of the organization?
Well, the organization is like a week old.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, that's true. So just give it. Because Liquid is part of, Team Liquid's part
of
it.
You gotta apply.
Yeah.
Liquid is a part of the PEA.
Yeah, all these things we discussed, like,
they're coming to life. So I wouldn't be surprised if the PEA announces that Team Dignitas is attached. The people, the owners that are in the NBA, it's kind of like a giant club.
Yeah.
Like, they all know each other. They all have to go to meetings. You know, they're all
part of the NBA.
Yeah, it's an association of team owners. So they tend to think the same. They tend to want to stick together. So I would be very surprised if Dignitas does not end up in the PEA. I actually did send an email to the representatives of the PEA with some questions. I haven't gotten an answer back. But as soon as we do, we'll write an article and do a little podcast about it. But I think this is the future. Like, esports is real. It's here.
What's interesting, too, about Team Liquid, like you were talking about with NRG, we have three of the investors and the co-owners. They're also with the Kings. They're with the same team. And then you have the 76ers, of course, they bought that. But with Team Liquid, you have investment groups that are part of two different basketball teams. So if they're going to tie it to a team, that's going to be interesting to see
how that
works.
What's the two different basketball teams again?
Wizards and the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, on the opposite side of the country.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to think maybe it's a region thing, but never mind.
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, 76ers bought Dignitas, but I don't know if that means they're relocating all of their teams and practice facilities
to Philly.
Yeah. They didn't necessarily say that.
They got to. It has to do that, though.
Well,
like, you have to tie it to a city.
The 76ers, they're going to handle all aspects of day-to-day management, including sales, merchandising, marketing, branding, and publicity of Team Dignitas. So the Sixers organization is going to handle all of that. So it would not be too far of a stretch to say that they're going to move their main headquarters.
Be done through emails nowadays.
Or esports, yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
think about it. We have a player that lives in New Jersey.
Right.
But he's a part of our team, which is based in Sacramento, but they train down in L.A.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If we can do that with basketball, then it can be done with esports.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
I think the most exciting part about this for me and you and people in this room and, like, people who are in chat who are wanting to pursue a career in video games, like, this is a whole new career path that's going to be open, because 76ers, if they're going to be handling the day-to-days for a big team like Dignitas, and if esports is growing, they can't expect their current employees just to take over esports.
They
need people who understand the games, who understand the rules. They're going to need specialists to sell tickets, to do promotions, to do anything. Like, it takes a lot of people. So people in Philly, if you're a big gamer, start looking at the job boards, because they're probably gonna need people.
Now all I'm thinking is, like, when you're a kid and you are supposed to go to bed, but you're playing video games, and your mom or dad's gonna be like, "Hey, that's no good for you." You're like, "Actually, I'm training for my career. I could do this professionally now."
Yeah, exactly. It's exciting. Yeah. It's a very exciting time for us.
Because that's the crazy thing. Like, when you're a kid and you think about wanting to be involved in, like, video games, it's a very small market.
It's a dream.
Market. It's a dream. Yeah, because you have, like, you know, GameStop TV. You had a couple people who quote unquote made it.
Made what?
Like, they were in the industry. You know what I'm talking about? Or like G4, they were in the industry.
There you go. There's G4. Yeah.
So. Very
GameStop
rare.
TV. I can point a camera at me. I'm not in the industry.
you know what I mean?
On the same level.
It was a niche market, a niche job market. But now with all this, there's a lot more.
A lot of opportunities coming. So keep your eye. We're going to be covering the PEA. We're going to be covering esports a lot more than we have in the past, mainly because it's becoming real. It's hitting our city. You know, it's impacting us.
I can't wait to see the PEA sanctioned jerseys. You know how, like, you know, NBA has a jersey.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
They
has regulations.
Cool designs.
They got to. They've got to.
I dropped some money. I ordered a bunch of NRG gear.
Oh, you know what would be actually kind of
cool? I saw
that
on Instagram.
If, like, say the team plays Overwatch, you could have, like, a Tracer jersey or whatever, like, character they play as. That'd be
kind of dope.
That reminds me of a story I almost put in the news. It's completely off topic.
Is it Overwatch related?
Yeah.
Is it a review of something?
No.
Is it Tracer related?
Was it on Kotaku?
Yeah, Tracer related. No.
Okay, because I saw something on Kotaku that was Overwatch related, and it was a review of something, but it definitely didn't have Tracer in it.
Okay, we might be thinking of the same thing.
There's a lot of people actually upset. I had a very good conversation with our friend Jay Gist on Facebook about esports kind of getting, I don't know how you want to put it, but like becoming bigger.
Uh-huh.
And how he thinks it could be the death of grassroots game tournaments and stuff like that.
No, it's
because not everybody's gonna get into esports.
No, it helps it even more, I think.
Yeah,
I think
because it gives those grassroots people something to aspire to beyond. Like, you want to go from the minors to the majors, right?
Yeah,
that's literally
what
it is.
There's Major League Baseball, but we still have like
the River Cats
and stuff like that at minor leagues,
right?
Don't even. And there are people that play sports in amateur leagues all around the world. Amateur basketball, football, baseball, soccer. If they can't make it to the major leagues and stuff like that and get the big fame and, you know, glory and stuff like that, they love the sport regardless and they play it where they can. Those little, it's not like, okay, NBA came out, well, nobody's going to have a league anywhere else in the streets. Like,
take down the basketball hoops at the school.
Exactly.
No one's playing.
It might just make people more aware that they can compete in some sport.
Yeah, I think it's going to legitimize the grassroots even more.
Exactly. You're not going to be in some like backwards, you know, card shop or something like that where you're stuck in a corner playing on, you know, one TV and stuff like that. They're going to really do it up now. They're going to be like, we want to imitate the big boys, just like that's how they do it in like leagues. So, you know, in Sacramento and I think Bay Area too, they, you know, they have their the tournaments. I don't know if you guys are basketball fans, but they have Hoop It Up. They used to have that. It's like, you know, they try to there's different stuff like that all over the place. They try to imitate the big boys. So once, you know, a PEA comes out and they show you this is how it's going to be done, you know, on the grand scale, and I do believe it's going to be successful, you're going to have the grassroots places, you know, like, well, we'll step up our game as well,
right?
You know, and then highlight some of our players that need to be out there.
Well, look at in Sacramento, we have the Sacramento River Cats minor league baseball team that feeds into the San Francisco Giants major league. So, if anything, grassroots would just become something like that.
More important.
More important because where are they going to go? Where are scouts, you know, 5 years down the road from now? PEA is a thing. It's established. 5 years from now, where are scouts going to go to find new players? They're going to go to these grassroots.
Scouts. That's crazy to think. Scouts. Right. Power out there at your grassroots places, you know. They're at your Funko Labs looking through, you know.
But that's the thing.
Yeah, I know. So
it's going to be a reality.
Yeah, it will enhance grassroots stuff. It's not going to kill them at all.
And the corporatization or whatever you want to call it is going to actually help the players themselves who up until this point have had no representation or guidance or.
Yeah, taxation without representation.
They've
yeah.
had no, you know, they've been getting screwed over by sponsors. You know, they've been venues that don't pay them. There's a bunch of shady stuff that happens, but when you have an actual organized league and a players union and, you know, they're going to have health care, things like that, it's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be awesome. The players should be more stoked than anybody.
Yeah.
If I was a player, I'd want to get in on it, like, big time.
Yeah, you're going to keep playing in the, you know, and here's the deal. Here's what could really help them. Right now, the biggest struggle that the PEA is going to face is developer leagues, basically. So like LCS, you know, that League of Legends one, it's put on by Riot. You know, they're the publisher, they host the tournaments, they decide how the money is split, and right now the split of the money is kind of wonky. You know, in the PEA, the players can make more money because it's a 50-50 split between them and the owners. And then these leagues, they don't care about their healthcare. They don't care about any of that. So they're just going to write them a check, you know, at the end of the tournament and, you know, get a bunch of income from the people who are watching it. So if the PEA can entice those players to play for them and actually start holding out on the bigger tournaments, that might be what they need to do.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Not
though.
A strike necessarily, but I don't know. Do we have any more stories, Webb?
Yeah, we got a couple more. All right, so Blizzard is ditching Battle.net. Battle.net.
Mm.
It's gone.
Huh.
But it's just the name.
Oh, just the name? Just the name. Like, how do I play Overwatch?
I went for a scare tactic there.
Got me.
It's just the name. They're going to change it to Blizzard Tech.
That makes more sense.
Right? Because it actually totally has.
Because I'm like, Battle.net, what is this? Some third party thing that I have to go through?
And you are exactly why they're changing it. Because of people like that who are.
People like you.
Damn. Who don't
the
know.
Noobs.
Yeah, for confusion. And it makes sense, too.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, why have, what is Battle.net?
I was just talking to somebody the other day about keeping all of your, like, branding cohesive. Like, you don't want different names on all your social medias and stuff because then no one will know where to find you.
Exactly. It's all about branding. And, you know, and back then, like, this was launched alongside Diablo. And back then, there wasn't really a whole lot of these other gaming services that they had to differentiate from. So
for me, who really doesn't care, is this just a name change?
Just a name change. Everything's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Your files are going to be there. Your games are going to be there. Everything's going to be the same. It's just a name change. Maybe a palette swap, you know, marketing-wise, but color swap, that's it.
all right, I'm done with that. I honestly, I always forget it's called Battle.net. I just, as far as I'm concerned...
You just go to Blizzard, or not Blizzard,
but I
Overwatch.
Signed up recently for it.
Do you use the clients? Do you guys use the clients to actually play the game?
The Battle.net?
Yeah.
When you click on the icon on your desktop or whatever, it gets you into Battle.net, and then you log in through there
okay,
and play. So that's how you play.
I haven't, because, I only do it on the console, so.
Oh, yeah, no, it's an integral part, I'd say, on the PC.
It's more advanced option. Console players, they have a
advanced
hard time
option,
with
really? It's one extra
I can see
step.
That now. Because I play on PC.
It's one extra step to get to the game. So it slows you down from having fun.
I feel like such a douchebag.
Yeah, you are.
You're all right. Just smart.
There's no such thing.
Last story, and I'm going to tag Aaron in to help me with this, because we just added this literally minutes before the show started. No Man's Sky is being investigated for false advertising.
It's been updated.
Okay.
The people have won. And No Man's Sky is now going to be taken down from every...
All right, so after No Man's Sky hit shelves in early August...
Absolutely lying. What's the real story here?
So complaints started being... we've all heard about the complaints, people saying it's false advertising. What they're saying the game is going to be is not what the final product was. Well, people are actually suing them, and the UK-based Advertising Standards Authority, also known as the ASA, is launching an investigation into these claims. So the inquiry is going to specifically regards material appearing on the No Man's Sky Steam store page, but the decision would be applicable to all advertising that similarly doesn't reflect the final game.
This is basically in the UK, though.
Why is everybody so sue happy nowadays?
Because they can't you get be. Money.
Donald Trump.
You can get money. But I wouldn't say this is justified, but like I just saw an article that said No Man's Sky now registers less than 1,000 players on Steam.
Holy crap. No way.
Yeah.
That's
a massive drop-off.
Holy crap.
So that's a game, like, whenever everybody's like, ooh, how are you not bored of Overwatch? I'm like, Overwatch is fun. Like, you play with your friends.
How are
that.
You bored
like,
of Overwatch?
Yes, but No Man's Sky, I feel like, could get very tedious very quickly.
But they dug their own grave. Sony helped them, but...
Well, I feel like it was also just a lot of the fans, too.
I see. You know why I can't put the blame on the fans? Because there's overwhelming evidence of Sean Murray just... mouth
like
diarrhea.
The best
right.
game in
and
the
he,
world.
Not just saying, no, he never said it was going to be the best game in the world.
Most advanced.
He just says all the stuff that's going to be in the game, and then it's just not. And
well,
it's
and
like,
you can play with your friends.
I'm like, oh my.
And paint your ship.
He can do the same thing that Corey and I were doing in the mock advertising. Maybe it is.
You know,
yeah, but he never
mistake?
Said maybe, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's why you always got to be really vague.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Their major mistake was not just calling it early access.
Yeah. Because
this happens all the time. This false advertising. See, if you go into early access for X
but
amount of time.
You were, I think, somebody who said that you hate early access.
I do.
Everybody hates early access.
I think it's
access.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but,
so stupid.
But in their case... It wouldn't be false advertising. They could just be like, oh, that's coming.
Maybe that's why every single game does that. You know?
It's like Peter Molyneux would talk about what he dreamed about putting in video games.
Oh.
And he got away with it for years because it never came out to that. Like, what was in the game, it wasn't, you know, he was just like, oh, what I want to do.
That's true. I guess if you talk about, like, in my dreams, this is what happens.
He made everything abstract. Sean Murray came out and made things concrete.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, it wasn't that way. Yeah.
Yep.
So I can see people getting really upset and... Especially this investigation,
full price. What isn't it like?
$40? It's full stinking price, $60, and that's insanity.
That's
for what? But I saw
it. You pay $60 for Fallout, solid, solid price.
Yes, I said I beat Fallout.
No Man's Sky. Yeah,
Fallout is a hard one to beat. There's a lot to do. 100%. Talk about 100% on games.
Yeah, there you go.
That was our news segment, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to go into a little bit of overtime. We're gonna push. We're gonna put 5 minutes on the clock. And we're going to get to our last segment of the show. We had to push it back because we've just been having so much fun. That's why. And I played that theme song eight times.
Yeah. That could have been good.
That
what,
probably,
theme, what theme song was it?
No, don't do it.
You don't hear it?
No, we don't.
All right. So we're going to play.
You're reaching for that mouse.
It is Gwen's Day, and you know what that means. It is time for Jessica, the Maid of Might's comic book corner.
No, we're not going to have a thing. You didn't make one for that?
We can make one real quick.
Let's not. She's going to tell you what books are out.
Or we could just get into it. That works too. So I have a little bit of a menagerie for you today as far as publishers go. I've been kind of heavily leaning towards DC, and we still have some DC, but I brought you some Marvel today too. We have Doctor Strange is annual. So annuals essentially come out once a year, and they're for the continuous titles. So you'll have your normal comic book every single month, and then once a year during 1 month, you'll get your annual, which is kind of a bigger issue. And this one focuses on Doctor Strange and his sort of pseudo ex-wife, and they're talking about how they're still connected and they kind of have to unconnect, and it's pretty interesting.
Unconnect? Why would you ever unconnect?
Because they got divorced, but they're still connected magically, essentially. So she kind of came to him and was like, hey, we gotta, you know, separate this soul magic bond.
I'm trying to get magically connected to
this. Is that what's going on? Yeah. Okay.
So it's pretty awkward. Interesting. But my favorite part about this is that it gives you a little sneak peek to the Doctor Strange book that I'm really excited about, which is Doctor Strange and the Sorcerer Supreme. Now, that one is rumored to be a little bit more like the movie, and you have a tiny snippet in the back of this book, of the book that has not come out yet. So I'm excited for that one, and I'll definitely bring that by when it comes out. Mm-hmm. All right, next we have Surgeon X. This one is an Image book. Image has been very hit or miss for me lately. I've liked a lot of their titles, and then I haven't. This one, Surgeon X, is about it's called Antibiotic Apocalyptic, or something like that. So it's essentially a society where they are trying to regulate and ban antibiotics because they've been overused and all that, and it's in, like, 2063 or something like that, year 2063. So it's really hard premise to swallow. Because you think, like, antibiotics, why would those be banned? I mean, there's a lot of issues with MRSA and stuff like that nowadays, but I feel like you shouldn't, like, ban them completely.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like got, like, a terrorist group that's anti this, and it's very political, and I wasn't quite
shoving
sold
pills
on
down
it.
People's throats? Is that what they're doing?
No, trying to take them away.
Stop the pills.
I thought that.
Yeah, so this is about essentially two doctors, they're twins, that are trying to fight against this and have, like, a little, like, doctor's office in the back of their van, and... So it's, you know, it was interesting, but I don't think I'm going to continue this.
That sounds terrible.
It was a little hard to swallow.
And they say I'm bad.
So I know. Okay, I have two more for you guys. I have Batman Beyond Rebirth.
Nice.
Which is really good. I mean, most people, I think, are familiar with Batman Beyond. He was a cartoon in the 90s, I want to say.
Terry McGinnis.
Yeah. 90s, 2000s.
Maybe early 2000s. Yeah.
And this is really good. It focuses on the Joker gang, who was a big part in the cartoon. Mm-hmm. And then we find out at the very end that they're trying to bring back someone from the dead, and it might be the leader of the Joker game. Hint, hint.
Bane.
It's going to be really good.
Bane, yes. Yeah. He was the leader of the Joker gang.
I love the artwork. Bane. We get Bruce Wayne in here. It's very reminiscent of the TV show. Nice. So this one
was
a win for me.
They threw him into the actual...
He's had his own book for a long time, actually.
Like, but I'm saying from the beginning, like, he was just a cartoon first.
Yeah.
And then I like that they just, like, this is a good character.
But he had one book at first, and it was just a... you know, sets amount of issues, and then they liked it so much they gave him an ongoing, and then now he's in the actual Rebirth proper instead of just his own like little title in the DC section. So it's nice to see him getting some more recognition.
That's cool.
I love me some Terry McGinnis. And then last but not least, we have Teen Titans Rebirth number one came out today. This was really fun because it essentially was an issue that introduces all of our characters. We have Starfire, Raven, Kid Flash, and Beast Boy, and Robin here in front.
Is that a Damian Wayne Robin?
Yeah, Damian Wayne, who is probably one of my favorite Robins. He's so snarky. I love him. Raven's look is really different. Everybody kind of has the same quintessential look, but Raven has this like dyed black and red hair. She looks a lot more emo and teenager-esque, and then her cloak looks more like feathers, like a bird.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's real interesting. But this was, the artwork was phenomenal, and then the plot essentially is you see the Teen Titans, like each one of them in their own realm, and then they're all being captured by this mysterious entity that they reveal at the end. And I won't let you know who that was because it was really good.
It's Bane, everybody.
It was really funny. So this one also was a win. So we got a couple wins and then one not as much of a win.
So. All right. That's good stuff. Yes. I started reading through Civil War 2 and I read 0 and 1 because I realized I didn't buy 2.
Oh,
so I did.
That's an issue.
Yeah, that's.
Should have told me. I would have brought it by.
You have it?
Yeah, I have them all.
Okay, I'll need to get that one off you. Just read through that one. But it hit me in the feels, man.
Yeah.
Feels good, man.
Marvel's real good at having more adult-themed storylines.
I was worried. People were saying that the new Civil War is really bad.
No, it's not really bad.
No, I don't. You know,
they're just trying to compare it to the first one.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
First one was iconic. Can't do that. But, yeah, just killing off characters is really intense. But I'm hooked. There you go. Thank you guys for joining us this week. This is the Extendo episode. We went a little bit long, but that's okay because it's podcasting, and that's why we do it, because there's no rules, bitch. That's really out of character.
Was it though?
Thank you guys all for joining us. Please follow us on all of our social medias. You can follow us on Twitter at @VideoGameBang, Facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. You can follow us on YouTube, The Video Game Bang. And please, 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 please check out our website, VGBStudios.com. You can see The Video Game Bang, The Filmlosophers, me, myself, and I, our blogs and our reviews, all that fun stuff. Also, don't forget, subscribe. If you're listening to this on iTunes or your Android device, hit the subscribe button so that you just get the episodes. You don't have to search for it and do all that work. It's annoying. Work is annoying. Thank you guys for The Real David Webb, for Aaron Carter, for Jessica, the Maid of Might. My name is Corey, and you've just been banged.